This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's Monday, June the 27th. It is a nice opportunity that we have here every day, Monday through Friday, to go through in this hour in-depth things that are going on that need a little bit more time, a little more explanation, a little more focus, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. If you're in California, crazy weekend, shoot 'em ups, stabbings, fires, and people who say Armageddon is coming, it's the end of the world, look at California. Well, it's pretty hot. Maybe hell starts in Southern California, spreads over to Arizona and into New Mexico. The temperature was in the 100 teens again, and that's made everything as dry as possible. It's not as dry as possible. It's not Mars, but the central districts of California continue as you wake up today to battle a wildfire that killed at least two people. I think there are more people than that toward the end of the day. And homes, unbelievable, hundreds of homes have been burned to the ground. Did you see some of that video, Richie, of the homes exploding?
I did.
When the flames get to them and they have gas heat and gas appliances and stuff. So soon, and the flames are so ferocious. It's like some big monster out of a bad movie.
I heard one woman talking about how she found her mother in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
She got blown into a tree.
Yeah. Well, that's how tough and strong all of this is, the energy behind it. All right, so let's listen to some of the audio describing what's going on there.
Tragedy in California. A fast-moving wildfire has claimed two lives after destroying an estimated 80 homes. Nearly 20,000 acres have burned in this fire. It's an area the size of Manhattan. Firefighters are now throwing everything they have into this fight. Bulldozers, helicopters, air tankers. They're trying to stop this fire before high winds and even hotter temperatures arrive this weekend.
More heat. More horror, in a sense. The victims will be found today, you know that. Firefighters are combing neighborhoods, but the video says it all. This is a fast-moving fire. If you're familiar with the area, Bakersfield, that area north of, south central California, moving out into the desert. Bakersfield is a fairly heavily populated, I think 400,000 people live there. It's a big community. At least a half a dozen other towns evacuated as a precaution. Another 2,500 homes have been threatened. So put yourself in that position. Think about it for a second. What in the world, if you've ever been, anybody ever been in a tight spot, whether it's floods, we've got those other stories about the floods, and then those people who will tell us,
the end
is coming. The West Virginia. How many people? That's where there are
24
dozens of people killed in that deal.
Yeah, and more than 20. They're like 24 people.
All right, so now you're in Virginia, which if you take you live off of Route 66. Mm-hmm. So if you take 66 and go due west, you're going to West Virginia. How far are you from where all that mayhem is going on? And how did it affect your weather over the weekend?
Weather over the weekend here was fine. Later in the week, last week, we had a little rain, which was an offshoot of what they were getting. We're an hour and 15 minutes away.
Yeah, but that's not that far. Weather, usually, you can follow the weather across the country. So what's the anomaly here? Big, huge thunderstorms? What happened?
Yeah,
it made it that much different
there.
They
just had the serious part of the storm over them.
Mm.
And it missed us and dissipated by the time it got here.
What it speaks to,
we had hail last week. A woman in Frederick, County, which is in Maryland, about an hour away from here, had a 4.5-inch hail ball.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got it in her freezer right now, and the National Weather Service is going to verify it as the biggest hail ever measured in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
Really?
Can you imagine 4-inch hail balls coming down on you?
Hey, what do you do? Your home, your cars, all
your
that
head?
Stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the, for those of you who didn't hear about the mid-Atlantic storms late toward the end of the week and into the weekend, down trees, power lines. There were 4 tornadoes that hit Illinois into Friday, and the hail, you've got hail that you're talking about there. The average in Indiana, Ohio, dimed a quarter size hail.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, baseballs.
Yeah,
baseballs coming down.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So let's think
Charleston,
about this for one
Richmond,
second.
Philadelphia.
Where in this country is there not some sort of extreme weather that you have to deal with? In California,
we have
earthquakes and wildfires.
Yeah.
You go up into the Great Northwest, you got volcanoes.
Yeah.
You get into the Midwest, you have tornadoes.
Uh huh.
You get into the East, in the Southeast, you have hurricanes.
Yep.
In the Northeast, you got your 5 feet of snow and.
No, I'm talking about right now. Never mind where the anomalies are during the course of the year. Right now,
right
around the country, there is a weather anomaly in almost every area. The drought where I am on the farm, it was so hot. Listen to this for a story. It was so hot.
How hot was it?
That I had gone to an auction on Saturday morning. I left here at 4:30. I drove I got about 40 miles, and the lights and all the electrical power in my truck went out. So I managed to get to a fellow that I use in a garage that was in North Worcester County, and I spent 2 hours there while he fixed what the problem was. And about 8 something or other, I got back on the road. Got 2 hours going, mid-morning, about 2.5-hour ride from there. I was able to buy a couple of balers that I needed for the farm, put them on my truck, and headed back home. I got about 40 miles out of there. It was close to, it was in the high 90s, but in the roadway, when the roadway bakes like that,
yeah.
And what it does to, this is a diesel engine on a Ford 550, so the heat coming from the road affects the engine, and this is a truck that's 16 years old. So it blows out. What happens is the turbo line is a 3-inch pipe. Now, there may be people driving. I do this for the truck drivers that are always calling. There's a 3-inch pipe that feeds the turbo,
right.
And it blew off.
Pushes the air.
And with it, it took out the hydraulic line to the clutch and to the brakes. So I'm driving along, and all of a sudden, kaboom, like I've had a flat tire. And I put my foot on the brake, nothing. Put my foot on the clutch, nothing.
Oh, nice.
So
that's always fun.
Yeah. So I pull over the side of the road, plus the fact the battery in my cell phone is about dead, and I don't have my charger with me. So, and I'm in a place, when I pull over the first time, I'm okay. There's a guy with me. He helps me get going, and I went along my merry way. We put enough stuff back together again so that I could get to a place where I could get it fixed. And then when I get up and down the hills, this is like eastern New York State and western Massachusetts, hills on top of hills on top of hills on top of hills. So the same thing happens again, and my battery's dead, and I can't get to anybody. It's dark. I'm on the side of the road. Nobody will stop. It took 4 hours for any police, anybody to stop. And here we go. So this is, this is like midnight.
People don't stop anymore.
No, they don't stop for anything.
They assume you have a cell phone.
Right.
Or they are afraid to stop.
Uh-huh. Where the police? This is Interstate 88. Where's the state police? So I slept for an hour or so in the back of the truck. Then somebody came along, and then I was able to get, again, sort of pieced it all together, and I was told what to do. I got to these guys, and anyway.
Did you learn a lesson there?
Well.
Always take your charger.
Yeah, that, and Meredith keeps telling me to get a new truck.
Well, that'd probably be a good move.
Yeah, but anyway, by the time I got back, well, anyway, you got the gist of the story. It was one heck of a, and then yesterday I got back to the farm. There was so much hay, I just jumped out of the truck, baled hay and mowed hay until 9 o'clock last night, came in the house, sat on the couch, had a sandwich, fell asleep, and I didn't wake up until 1:30 this morning.
Nice. So,
I should be in good shape. Hold me up, prop me up, Richie.
What a mess.
I know. But you see, that part of what the story is the reason I told you the story at all is because the heat is what created that. We have a drought here. The haying, normally this time of year, we have really great lush fields. Yeah, everything's browning up, everything's burning up, so I got to hurry up and get to all of this stuff. For those of you who don't know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So all of these things come into the fore, and you have to choose what you're going to do next, I guess, in the manner of speaking. But it was, it was... Really, I've had these sort of things happening before. It's not the first time this has happened. But it just, at this point, I'd like to think that...
You mean being stranded on the side of the road?
Yeah.
No, that's no fun.
No. Uh-uh. All right, speaking of fun, this is good day. It's a quarter after, whatever. No, we're at 18 after the hour.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
The 2-for-$5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with 2 all-beef patties side-by-side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get 2 sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or Original Chicken Sandwich only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the owner events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
One of the most talked about and followed anthems in rock history. The Lead Guys, apparently bad guys, according to a group called Spirit. What I didn't realize is that Led Zeppelin opened for Spirit. Who among us knows even now today after, what was it, 1968 or something, who Spirit was? The song Taurus, supposedly, according to the people that are running the trust for the former lead singer of Spirit, was the inspiration for the Taurus song, inspiration for Stairway to Heaven. This is Taurus. Listen and see if you agree with that. By the way, they lost in court. Taurus, the Spirit did. Zeppelin was cleared of the accusation. Okay, I think I'll take a nap now. Anyway, the jury listened to these songs and said, "What are you nuts? Go away!" Again, back to the theory. There are only eight notes. Music has eight notes. That's it. So, what are the likelihoods when you consider, the thousands of songs that are produced every year?
Everything's millions going on then, right?
Of course it is. It's like the old expression, there are no new or original thoughts. Under the circumstances, you'd like to think there's a few, but when it comes to music, there are eight notes. That's it. How many combos are there? It's sort of the same thing. Think about the fact that only 26 letters in the alphabet. Look at all the words that are made with those 26 words, but they're still, 26 letters, but they're still only 26 letters. So there's one word, the old business about here and here, H-E-A-R and H-E-R-E, yeah, it's the same kind of a thing. It's the same argument. So the people who created the word here, H-E-A-R, they're going to get sued by the people who created the word here, H-E-R-E, because it sounds like it.
Do you know who those people were, not, by the way?
I know, right? I heard they had beards. That's all I know about them.
The hears had beards?
The hears had beards. Barbara Streisand has released a new album of duets.
Okay.
Another one of her duets from the upcoming album Encore, which features a song she recorded with Jamie Foxx. And it's in a video their version of the song from The Sound of Music, Climb Every Mountain. Is that what we have? Is that what the audio is in the background here?
Every mountain.
Who knew? Jamie Foxx had this kind of a voice.
I didn't think he could sing like that.
No.
Yeah. But right, so let's listen to them talk about it.
Inspirational lyrics soar.
Follow every byway, every path you know.
I actually want to get this. I want to hear.
He is very funny, and he does these voices. All of a sudden, he became Quincy Jones.
Tell you what, man, she's on top of it. Then.
Oh, Quincy.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, man. She's, man, you got to be on point, man.
For someone like Barbara Streisand to open up and say, come and play and come be a part of it, where do you go from here?
Follow every rainbow.
Alec Baldwin. Hugh Jackman. Seth MacFarlane. Daisy Ridley from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway. They're all on this new album of duets. What you wouldn't expect. I want to hear. I want this. Do we have the whole thing?
No, it's not released yet. She's just giving little teases.
That sounds like a fabulous excursion.
At least interesting, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, again, I'm not interested in Hugh Jackman necessarily. I don't care much for Seth MacFarlane. But I am interested in hearing what Alec Baldwin sounds like.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like he's the weakest link.
Yeah,
I
want to
hear that.
My interest.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So good for her. Congratulations. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
No, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone. Let these wheels spin round.
Spinning round and round, 34 after the hour. Another week is upon us. The last week of June, believe it or not, 4th of July. 4th of July is a week from today. Richie always gets on my case. Richie McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with the Friendly Sound of the Good Day program, and the I don't know how friendly this is to remind you that we are halfway through the year. Christmas.
And what feels like 7 minutes, we'll all be dead.
6 months from today is Christmas. If you take out the, do the adjustments and all the other things. I think Christmas is on a Monday this year. So, hello, Christmas. We could use Christmas with the weather as it is, as we're making note of the wildfires and the floods in West Virginia and the heat. And all right, so there are other things going on. A lot of conversation this weekend about Brexit, which I find the term itself to be pretty annoying. The story of Britain exiting from the European Union and what this has all brought. The vote was on Thursday. Friday, the markets around the world went into the tank. And so this is the first time this has ever happened? No, of course not. But it has brought about a sort of political crisis that is very interesting because nobody in Britain thought this was going to pass. Everybody's just kind of laughing.
Wait a minute, what happened?
So now there's a move trying to figure out if there's a plausible way for the nation to reconsider its choice.
Let's do over.
Yeah, let's have another vote. The hostilities in the Labour Party broke out on Friday and over the weekend. The battle lines are very clear between the Labour Party, which would be left of centre, and the ruling governing party at the moment, the right of centre Conservatives, even though the Prime Minister said he would resign once the party chose a successor. Well, not so fast. The Justice Minister and one of the leaders of the Leave campaign, through his support to the former London mayor, Boris Johnson, who is the most prominent figure in the anti-European movement, aides to Theresa May, the Home Secretary, who backed the Remain in the EU side of the referendum, calling legislators to seek their support to take on Mr. Johnson and the whole business. This is a fiasco, but it's a great lesson in politics. The news media in England has done a better job. The news media in England is better than our news media here. For whatever the reason, they actually do stories and they report and get the news. What a concept. Couple of newspapers that I have seen suggest that the friends of Mr. Cameron are working to stop Mr. Johnson as well. Again, Johnson is the former mayor of London. It's interesting because London is the place where you'd expect there to be lots of support because of the travel, the back and forth, the ease. A lot of Londoners are in and out of Europe all the time. So it isn't London. It's the other areas around and north of, like Birmingham and Manchester, and some of the areas that are to the east and west, down the south area, Southampton, where a lot of workers have been displaced. I heard Bill Maher, in his usual cynical, nasty way, talk about the Brits being upset by people coming into the country. Can you imagine the concept? Where would that help? Where would that have happened elsewhere? Obviously suggesting that some of the people who are against the immigration policies of our country say they're against it because immigrants coming in taking jobs for Americans. Well, of course, that is what's going on. And they're also coming in and just taking advantage of the system, period. I have made on any number of occasions reference to what's going on up in the sort of sleepy town of Lewiston, Maine, where it's become a haven for whatever the reason of displaced Somalians who come to this country, go up there. Do you realize, I don't know that I gave you the statistics, 84% of the people on welfare in Lewiston, Maine are Somalis who aren't even, not even citizens. And this is the kind, you find these pockets all over the place.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, we just give it all away. Why not? Help yourself. So what was going on in England is that the political waves, as they were dealing with the problems much worse there because of what's going on in the Middle East. And here we go back around again. Now, you've heard me blame the problem on George Bush and the invasion of Iraq, which was a secondary. The more I thought about it, especially last week, when I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, these people, so what they reap, they're responsible. The Brits, going back to the expansion, the colonial days of England, they went into the Middle East. They hacked up what was basically three tribal areas where the Sikhs were, not the Sikhs, the Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds all lived in their own tribal areas. And then the Brits forced a union And that's when the trouble started. And they've done that all over the Middle East. They did it all over Africa. They did it all over Asia. So this problem of all of these, the refugees that are coming into Europe and going into England has come about because of the reality of Daesh. More than 100 years ago. But Daesh is created out of a vacuum that was created by the war. The war became part of disruption over there because Saddam Hussein had taken over the country, which didn't exist before the British went in there and they chopped up everything for their own benefit to try to get a hold of as much oil as they could for their own purposes. So you've got this.
Yeah, let's not fool ourselves. These people haven't gotten along for 2,000 years. I mean, more than that.
The people in the Middle East.
Yeah, they've been fighting for since the beginning of time.
It depends. The biblical era, the people who have been fighting have been the Israelis, the Palestinians, the Jordanians, to a point the Syrians. But that was religious. That had nothing to do with the Brits coming in and basically taking huge areas of territory, conquering them, and then controlling them and putting them together in a way that suited them. But they didn't have any, there was no acknowledgement of the tribal realities. Look what happens in Africa, where they just chopped up all these countries that became new countries. Meanwhile, the tribal realities are that they don't get along. The Tutsis and the whoever else is down there.
Hutus.
The Hutus, thank you. Are at war now still with each other. It doesn't get reported every day. They're in there. They don't have guns and weapons. They have big machetes and knives. They hack up the people, and they have fights and wars and little skirmishes, and they chop up each other,
but you know,
and they throw you into the river.
In this age of global economies and all of the one world government people,
yeah,
what does the whole Brexit thing do for them? What are they doing right now, sitting in their basement going, let me think this through?
Yeah.
I was concerned about a one world government, one monetary denomination, and all of a sudden it's breaking apart, and Scotland's going to go, Ireland's going to go, everybody's going to exit and going to be on their own. What does it do to those one world government people?
What does it do? Look at that. Look at the realities of our own country and how many divisions we have here, and multiply that out.
Yeah.
Look at, we have state to state, we have town to town, we have county to county. We have religions, we have color of skin, we have national origin, we have all of these things. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, speaking of that.
What?
Steven Spielberg is in the middle of producing a movie. I meant to talk about this with Chuck Curry, our movie man, later on. He started production of a movie that focuses on aliens invading the Earth. It's an explanation for a theory you've heard once or twice here on this program. Basically, it is, and I'm teasing Richie because he always makes fun of me. I say there's no reason.
Strap yourself in, folks, and check this one out.
All right. There's no reason for the black people from Africa to be black, or yellow people from Asia to be yellow, or white people wherever they are, for the differences, other than the only explanation that makes any sense is that we were brought here from other planets. Our ancestors came from another planet. There's no this business about evolution and things. That's all nonsense. And so this movie that Spielberg is working on is basically that we came from other planets way, way far away. Aliens came, landed here, and created the world that we have. They found our planet.
Tell everybody my general response to your philosophy there.
You think I'm a lunatic?
Well, I ask you, does that mean that poodles come from one planet and pugs come from another and Holstein cows come from one and whatever come from another? I mean, so does every single animal on the face of this planet that doesn't look exactly alike come from somewhere else?
There's chance for modification. There are older cow species or the older cow breeds and younger cows. Same with dogs. Dogs have been bred and rebred. Where'd the first dog come from? Where did the first shark come from? Where did the first anything come from?
Primordial soup.
Yeah, well, but some of the stuff
God
probably developed. Oh, I attribute it all to God, to the supreme being, ultimate intelligence. But that doesn't mean that what we figured out is really what happened. I think it's much more complicated stew, as you said, and Spielberg's movie is going to address that. So I thought you'd get...
That's fun to think, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
All right, so how are we doing? It's quarter before the hour, 15 before, 45 after on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Older events brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly sock.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
In 24 hours from now on Good Day, we'll be talking about the Supreme Court closing down its current term, opinions being issued today in the three remaining cases, lots of decisions, as you'll remember last week, the disbursement for summer, they go away and come back in October. Pretty good job, right? The last three cases concern regulation of Texas abortion clinics, the public corruption conviction of former Governor Bob McDonnell of Virginia, and a federal law that seeks to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic violence. The Governor Bob McDonnell thing in Virginia seems to be kind of iffy and dicey because even though he's stupid and crooked... He's stupid. He's stupid. But
they couldn't prove he was crooked.
I think he's crooked, but in this case, I don't think they can prove it. Public concern and all of that. But does that make him guilty? That'll be interesting to see how they word that opinion, Richie. 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Exploring with a lady who's quite an accomplished athlete. Masha Gordon, 42 years old. You don't mind, Masha, that I say you're 42, right?
That's right, yes. It's all right. Hi, Doug.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Very good.
I'm fascinated by your career, but more what you're trying to do with this Explorers Grand Slam. You are on track, as I understand it, to be the fastest woman ever to complete the Explorers Grand Slam. So let's talk about the 7 summits that you have to conquer. What's the Explorers Grand Slam all about?
Sure, Doug. Well, actually, I have become the fastest woman to do Explorers Grand Slam. I finished with the summit of Denali a couple of weeks ago. You have to climb the highest mountain on every continent, and you have to track about 60 nautical miles to each of the poles, the North and the South Poles. I've done it under 8 months, and the previous record was 11 months.
Were you an athlete always in your life? Have you always been a strong woman?
Not at all. I failed to be in school. I was never, ever athletic. I've never seen myself as that. And in my early 30s, I went on a scramble on a hike that a friend suggested, and I fell in love with this feeling of overcoming yourself, of getting on the summit, and getting those happy hormones that you get from runner's high, in my case, walker's high.
Walker's high. An interesting concept that is. So tell us what, just give us a few seconds on what it felt like. What was the most of all the 7 mountains that you climbed? Which one was the most exciting when you got to the top?
Well, look, obviously Everest stands out as something that is extraordinary, very, very storied. You feel you belong to history. I was probably only the 400th woman to get to the top of Everest. So that was amazing, and it was an extraordinary journey that required endurance. But to be honest, Denali, my last peak, I was climbing it for the second time. I did a technical route, and it was an amazing, fabulous, beautiful, beautiful place.
So how did you, you couldn't obviously bring your children, you have two children, you couldn't bring them with you. How did you sort of recount for them when you got back what the experience was like?
Well, I actually took them with me, if you wish. Yeah, they're 6 and 8, and clearly they couldn't come on the summit. They don't have yet the endurance of doing that. But I got them to write messages on all my equipment with Sharpie extreme markers that don't fade and these extreme conditions that I was in. And, you know, when I was climbing those pitches on Denali, having the words from my daughter protrude through the snow in my icicles, "Mommy, you can do it. You are strong," really, really motivated me. So, and then obviously I was communicating back with the world through Instagram, and my kids could see their objects in the Instagram messages, and that made them feel they were a part of the journey as well.
How have you been able to deal with your business life, with your career? Because obviously the training takes a lot of time, and then the actual events take a lot of time. So how has that worked into your life?
Sure. It's a couple of years ago I switched to a portfolio career. I sit on boards of companies and nonprofits. So that gave me more time to do adventuring and to do more training. So this challenge took me out for a couple of months this spring, so clearly I couldn't be as present. But other than that, I was able to fit it in because of my choice of doing the portfolio job rather than the full-time job.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's quite an accomplishment. You should be proud of yourself. This is a very, very interesting overview. If you want to see more about what Masha has done, follow her exploring, if you will, go to facebook.com/ Sharpie to see the story of her doing the Grand Slam. And hopefully now you've done this, what do you do now for excitement?
Well, I'm going to take my kids on an adventure holiday this summer in Costa Rica, and then I will attempt a first ascent in Nepal, so that's the ultimate prize.
Good luck to you. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Masha Gordon, who has done extraordinary things that she didn't expect she would accomplish.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.